All right, first question over here to your left.
Arguably the biggest win of the season last year for you guys was going to Jordan Hare and knocking off Auburn. Do you feel like that was a turning point both for the season and just, you know, as far as the fan base, coaching staff, and players, really that was when you guys started to get a belief that we can turn this thing around and, you know, things are looking up for Tennessee? Is that what you got from that game, or was it really just positive momentum just for the time, for just a short time?
Yeah, absolutely. I really think that that game meant a lot to us. I think that we haven't won an SEC West game in a long time, so being able to come out of that difficult setting meant a lot to us, and it was able to show us what we can really do, and it was definitely a boost for this year, being able to learn from what we went through on a, at a big away game going into our away games this year. So, yes.
Jared, to your left.
AJ Spear, 90.7, WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa. Coach Pruitt said that, in any case, the season prior to the next one, I don't really think that made sense. Last season doesn't necessarily affect the next season. Do you think that's true for you and the Volunteers heading into 2019 after a season that may have not gone your way?
Yeah, I do think that's true, but I also think that there was a lot of learning opportunities in that season, and being able to look back and watch that tape and being able to see different things that you had success with or different things that you would like to change also helps your development and growth as a player.
Jared, second row to your right.
Tatum Everett, Fox 17 out of Nashville. Jim Chaney has a rich history of developing quarterbacks. How has he affected your game in his time with you?
Huge. I mean, we only had one spring together, but it's been very impactful and very good spring for us. And throughout the whole spring, it's been a lot of different things with terminology and a completely different offense. But I'm starting to get the hang of it. We really meet a lot as just me and him throughout the days. And I'm definitely happy that he's here, and he's had a lot of success throughout his track record. So I'm excited about that, and I'm excited that he's also my offensive coordinator.
Right here in the middle, please, third row.
Coach has mentioned bigger bodies up front on the O-line, including the size. What are some other differences you've seen this year compared to last?
I think those guys are taking on a bigger role, whether it's maturity, whether it's working harder. I think that the older guys are really helping the younger guys with the offense and just welcoming them to college football, because everybody knows that the SEC is a difficult conference, and everybody knows that we're going to need as many linemen that we can get. So being able to have younger guys come in and work hard, we definitely needed that, and we definitely needed some beef on the offensive line, and a lot of the guys have worked hard to gain a lot of weight, and I'm really happy with the actual success that they've had this offseason, and I think they're going to have more success coming this season.
To your right on the third row, please.
Hey, Jared. Coach Pruitt was in here earlier, and he mentioned that he felt he kind of got bogged down in some of the more developmental aspects of the program, the nutrition, what the practice fields look like, and the cost of that was his relationships with his players started to erode as the season started to wind down. Have you seen more of a renewed focus this spring and summer? They spending more time around the players and just talking to them about football, non-football, whatever's on your minds?
Yeah, ever since I met Coach Pruitt, I always thought that he had two different sides of him. I thought that he always had the football side. Whenever he gets on the field, he flips the switch, and he becomes one of the best football coaches in the SEC, period. So I think that side, and then as soon as he leaves the football field, he's that comforting side, and he has a great relationship and great personality with those guys. And I think even since the season ended last year, he's taken on the role of trying to actually build better relationships with those guys. And I feel personally that we have a better relationship than we did last season, and he's doing a very good job of actually keeping it strong.
Again, to your right, third row.
Hey, Jared, you've talked a lot about Coach Chaney today. Having an offensive coordinator who adapts his system to the players he has rather than asking his players to fit his system, why do you think that's so beneficial?
Honestly, I think that's excellent. I mean, I understand why he does it. Why wouldn't you? As an offense coordinator, you know what you have in your players. Why would you use something that really isn't something that's going to work or that doesn't benefit your team? So I think that he does a really good job of putting that on tape, and you can see wherever he's went to school or wherever the past tape is that he has, you see them doing things that actually is beneficial for their offense and that'll actually apply to some of their players that they have and their skill sets.
Right here in the middle, please.
Hey, Jared, you finished last season kind of banged up. How long do you think it took you to get to 100% after the year ended, and what's the biggest thing you've been trying to work on as you go into 2019?
Well, unfortunately, we didn't have a bowl game, so I took that time out to really get my body right. But I'm sorry, what was your second question also?
Just what you're trying to take, the biggest jump in 2019 in terms of
the biggest jump I'm trying to take, definitely win more football games. I definitely want to be able to be in charge of the football games, whether we win or lose, and just being able to get the full potential that we can out of this team. That's really my main thing. Every single day I want to get in there and work as hard as I possibly can and bring guys along to do so and stay healthy in the meantime, whether that's eating right, lifting weights, or being in the training room.
To your left, please.
Hey, Jared. How often do you look at the criticism and praise on, like, Twitter, Instagram, and does it change in season as opposed to off season, or is it all just kind of the same for you?
Yeah, recently I've taken the approach. I mean, it doesn't really matter. Whatever happens on social media is not going to win you any less games, or is not going to win you any more games. So when the season comes around, I'll probably be off social media just because I need to focus up. I'll probably even throw away my Xbox. I don't know. I mean, it's full football this season, and I'm very excited to put all my efforts into football, and whether that's staying in the film room 6 hours of the day, whatever it takes to win football games. So,
standing here by the camera bank.
Quarterbacks in the SEC are always usually very good, but this year seems a little bit better. Can you tell that, and what is the quarterback like that you play each week?
Yeah, I think that SEC has a lot of very good quarterbacks this year, honestly. I mean, you look from top to bottom, I think the quarterbacks are very good, and they all have a different set of skills, and whether they put the skills, whatever it's running, whether it's on the run throwing, whether it's staying in the pocket, everybody has a different skill set, and being able to look across the board, every single school has a pretty good one, and I'm excited to go up against them, and it should be a good SEC season for everybody.
Second row of cameras right in the middle, please.
Rashad Snell, Alabama News Network in Montgomery. Just talk about having Tennessee legend T. Martin on the coaching staff, and how is he preparing you and helping you for the third Saturday in October, the Alabama matchup?
Yeah, it's Coach T. Martin has definitely been a great addition. I mean, even having him, Coach Fulmer, Coach Winkie, Coach Chaney, having all those guys that have been in the SEC or have been in these past big rivalry games has definitely helped. And Coach T, I'm always in his office talking about what he has done in the past or what he's been through in Knoxville, so he's definitely helped me out a lot. And talking about Alabama, I mean, every single SEC game we play is a rivalry game. You look back at the history of every single SEC game, and there's history between all these teams. So it's just another game, obviously, but you get to go into that stadium. It's going to be a hostile environment, and we're excited for that challenge.
To your left over here, gentleman from Knoxville.
Hey, Jared. Couple things. First of all, how hard is it going to be to throw away your Xbox? And second of all, you said you watched some of Coach Chaney's former teams, former quarterbacks. How many of his former quarterbacks and teams do you think you've watched?
I love your tie first. Beautiful orange. There we go. Xbox. I'm a pro gamer, so it's going to be pretty tough. No, I'm pretty bad at video games, to be honest, but it's all good. And Coach Chaney's offenses in the past years, I mean, you look at Pittsburgh, you look at Purdue, you look at Georgia, you look at when he was with the Chargers, they all had different offenses. They all had success doing something different. So when he got here, he was able to – we had to go through the spring. He had to see a couple of different things, different players through his own eyes. And I think he has a really good feel for the team and really good feel for what he's going to put on tape this season.
To your right, against the wall, please.
Michael Brandon from Saturday Down South. Obviously, Coach Chaney being added to the roster, that's a big talking point. But I want to get your thoughts on learning from a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, Coach Winkie. How's that going to help your game this season?
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Winkie was definitely also a great attribution to this staff, just in the sense of he's won a Heisman, he's won very big games, and he had an NFL career. So being able to draw back to him every single day to see whatever I did on film, whether it was right or wrong, it's big for me. And I think he pushes me more than any coach ever has that I've had in the past year. So being able to have him, I think it's helped me out immensely. And for our quarterback room also, for any other future quarterbacks that we get, it's going to be a great attribution for them.
Okay, to your left again, third row.
Jared, on the topic of Xbox, what are your thoughts? Because on social media, it's been stirring. What are your thoughts on the return or potential return of the NCAA football game?
Yeah, I mean, I would love it. I think you talk to any college football player, they would love to play as themselves. So that's a dream of everybody's, but I mean, that's not really up to us. It's up to NCAA and compliance, but I would love to play as myself in NCAA, to be honest.
Back to your right.
Quarterbacks are often the faces of their program. You're here at Media Days representing Tennessee. How do you shoulder that pressure from this moment on throughout the season?
So just leaning on the people that you love. I mean, I have mom, dad, sister, girlfriend. I have my boys back home. And really just block that stuff out. I mean, you try to draw back to really what matters. And when you think about when you were a little kid, just just playing ball. And whenever I'm able to talk to my friends or get my friends up for games, I really feel that. And, of course, we play in front of 100,000 mostly every week. But when you block that type of stuff out and you just worry about the game, it changes.
Third row of cameras on the left.
Hey, Jared, up top here. How tough is it for five straight weeks of SEC play, starting out with Florida, going all the way to South Carolina? Do you wish they were kind of mixed throughout the schedule, or, you know, you got five tough weeks of SEC play?
No, last year we went through death row too also. I mean, we were versing every single week, so a great team, you know, and that's the beauty of the SEC. You're going to get the most for what you paid for, and every single year you verse – five or six teams that are in the top 25, and you get what you ask for. So I don't wish that the schedule changed. I mean, you take it with a grain of salt, and you just know that every single game and every single week is a different week, and they matter as much as the last week. So
right here in the front row.
Jared, obviously, you know, at this level, you have to earn your position, your spot every day. But with that said, maybe going into this camp, this is the first time you're not – really looking over your shoulder as much, you know, Dobbs is obviously gone. You know, there's not a kind of an upperclassman kind of pushing you. Does that change anything? Does that give you more comfort at all?
I would say that it gives me more comfort, yes. But we made it. Myself, Coach Pruitt, and Coach Winkie have talked about it, and I got to look at myself in the mirror, and I had to push myself every single day. I mean, if I want the things that I strive for and I always dreamed of, I have to be able to be at the top of my game every single day, and I shouldn't have to look over my shoulder at anybody and see if they're playing well or anything. I should just be worried about myself. So I don't think that matters as much. I think we have two young guys in the room that are very good players, and I think they're going to start to learn more and more as time goes by. But I think that I just really need to focus on myself and get the most out of myself in these times.
We have one final question right here in the middle, third row.
Sort of piggybacking on that, Coach was asked maybe what the motivation is for this team heading into the season. He mentioned, I know a lot of these guys didn't come here to end up with the results they had the past few years. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, I mean, going back to what we've been through, I mean, I apologize to the fans for what we've been through, because this is not what the University of Tennessee is, and this is not why we came here. And drawing from that, I think that we've worked every single day in this offseason to become a team that we actually strive to be, and I think that as a team, we're very excited for this upcoming season because we worked very hard, and I think we put in the work that's needed to be done, and we have the numbers to do so. So, well, we're very excited for the season to come, and we hope that all our fans are as well.